Mickey?
There's something happening.
Yes, there's something moving around by the tree, huh?
You blow through that. Blow through it if you can.
Mickey.
That is me.
Mickey.
Oh.
Mickey.
If only if you can't yourself,
I can hear you
calling me.
Yes.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello.
Mickey.
It's funny if we finish. Leslie got a paper hat.
It'd be much funnier still if somebody sitting in the back got a paper hat. It'd be much more interesting too. Mickey? I think we ought to sing about police until they can really get through.
Jingle bells, very, very good. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. All our fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Driving through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Sleigh bell, 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 Mickey, that's right near my foot now. Mickey. Mickey. What did you say last night?
Right near my foot.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, yes, that's all right. Yes. Well.
They don't want your foot.
No, but I you know,
I know you don't like it nearly.
And I prefer it when they get further away.
Darling, how are you, Pep?
Well, I see you got up in the front.
It's a change. I was at the back last time.
I never know you to take a back seat.
I thought you was my friend.
Of course I am, but I speak the truth.
I know you don't mean it.
Of course I mean
it. Well, you're a shocker.
No,
yes, you are.
Take too long to go round to everybody.
Yes.
Oh, where's old Lou?
Gastric flu, I'm afraid. Sends her love and greetings to you, Mickey, and to David.
I'm sorry she couldn't come. Give her my love, won't you?
I will.
Tell her I wish her a happy Christmas.
Thank you very much, Mickey.
You were down in the dumps a little bit, are you?
A little bit, yes.
Shouldn't be. She's a cop.
Well, Mickey, a lot of people there, a lot of children.
Give it time.
He answers you very clearly, doesn't he?
Well, it's a matter of waiting for you to come and get my heart worked up.
Do you want us to sing again, Mickey?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Did you take after her, Mickey?
Well, I'd been a bit odd if I did.
That light, I don't know if you've all seen it.
Yes.
It's a fluorescent mask that someone brought in a toy present sort of thing, and it was on the table just in front of me. Well, it's gone again now.
Yes, there it is.
But it kept going up to the top of the tree.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
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 No, I've been tired.
Well, Mickey, we've got a lot of children there.
Huh? whisper in front of me.
No,
I said, hello, darling.
Oh, well, hold on.
It's all right, there's there. Would you like us to sing a little bit again, Mickey?
What would you like to sing?
King Wenceslas, our silver
touch for years.
Mickey!
I thought she was having a field till Friday.
I'm glad they put you up in the front because you've got a lot of physical power you have. I don't know why you don't do something about it.
Who are you talking to?
Because you left it a bit late in the day, but... but you could develop, you know, if you've got a good circle around you, Jess.
You reckon?
Yeah, I've always told you you've got a lot of physical power, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
If you could get the right people to sit with you, mate, I think you could develop it.
Well, do you think I ought to have a go?
Do what?
The thing is, finding the right people, you know, who will sit, as you know, regularly in dedication, and unless you're at the right city, you're wasting time.
Well, I suppose so in a way, yes, that's right. But I'm glad you come up with them, because you are very physical. I mean, from the point of view of mediumship.
I know what you mean, darling. I do try to help, as you know.
I know, you're a smasher. Well, this won't do. Hold on. I'll get someone through in a minute.
That was a cracker, my God.
Really charming.
I should think it did.
Right in front of my face.
It made me jealous.
Mickey, don't let them do that.
No.
That's not funny.
No, it's dangerous.
Well,
as long as you know what they're doing, Mickey, but then you wouldn't have let them do it if it wasn't.
Oh, well, I think that wouldn't hurt
nobody,
would
he? Oh, well, will it hurt Desley?
Oh, it won't hurt him. I don't know what you're worrying about.
It sounded like one of the glass balls.
Yes.
To me.
No, not really, Mick.
Not really.
Didn't hurt you, did it?
No, it wasn't there a minute.
More in hope than anger.
What do you mean, more in hope?
Great expectations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll have to redress the tree before Christmas.
That was right on my head then.
Things going on while on the Christmas tree while Mickey was talking on the other side. Hello?
Come along.
Is she?
Welcome, friend. Thank you. Would you like us to sing a little bit again, Mickey?
Yeah, please. Hold on. Can't blast me. Come on, get cracking.
What have you got some digging points there, Mick?
Oh, that's better.
Doris. Hello, Doris.
Hello, Doris.
Hello, Doris.
Hello, Doris.
Welcome to the party.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Doris. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, phenomenal.
Did you find a nice toy there?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Good.
What have you picked out?
Dolly.
Darling?
Dolly.
Oh, lovely.
Dolly.
Is she pretty?
Yes.
What is she like?
Dolly.
Dolly.
Is she as pretty as you?
What name will you give her?
I don't know. I don't know. My mummy's here.
Is she?
Yes. I lost my mummy. My mummy came with me.
Oh, that's lovely.
And your daddy. How did you know about this party?
Oh, my mummy and my daddy know, and my mummy brings me here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. She's very welcome. You're very welcome.
Going to be a party.
Oh, yes.
And a little boy.
Mickey.
He helped me.
Oh, yes.
And he, and also the lovely lady in white.
Oh,
with a long
sweet
dress and a big
ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Yes, all white, bright on her head. Yes, she's a lovely lady, and my mummy knows her, and my mummy brings me here, my daddy, and also the lady in the beautiful white dress and the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. She's a lovely lady and she looks after, oh, lots and lots and lots of children.
Mm-hmm.
And she teaches us, and she's got a beautiful, beautiful white dress. She's just like a beautiful fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I saw in my book when I was on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a princess in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And the fairy comes and waves her wand, and she's got out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she looks just like that, only better.
Oh.
She looks after lots and lots and lots of children, and she teaches us, she does, and I'm going to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a lovely dancer, because that's what I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
And my mummy had been a dancer, and mm-hmm. she'd been in the ballet,
mm-hmm.
ballet,
mm-hmm.
and she had. And now she's here, I'm here, my dad is here, and we was in a car. And I don't remember no more. She's in a beautiful white lady, and who's got the ta-ta-ta-ta-la.
You all went together, did you?
Oh.
Yes.
What do you call the beautiful lady? Do you have a name for her?
Yes.
What
I call her, and Mummy calls her, Mariana.
Oh, yeah.
And she has been here for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a beautiful lady.
Yes.
But we don't have proper schools. Not those awful things like you have.
Well, what are your schools like then?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And great big places with lots and lots and lots of beautiful things. And sometimes the teacher, one of the teachers, not the Tatara teacher, but the other teacher that comes, she shows us beautiful pictures, and they are ever so beautiful and lovely and moving about, and everything is real, and it's all to do with things about what happened many years ago. And I have met lots of interesting people. I have ever such a wonderful time. Of course, I don't have to dress up like you do in school with those horrible dark things. Here you wear pretty things, and my hair is long, ever so nice. Much longer than Mummy let me have it when I was on your side. Because over here I can grow it long, you see.
Mm.
And it's ever so pretty. And I've got a silver bow. And I don't know. Sometimes I think I prefer a pink one.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the silver one on special times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a nice dolly. I should take it away, and I shall let my friend play with it, because
yes.
some of them couldn't come.
Couldn't they?
Very kind.
I think perhaps I asked the little boy, if I could take three, because I have two friends,
mm-hmm.
and I know they would like one each, you know.
Yes.
Perhaps they would prefer a game, because I like to play games too. But of course we won't really take them. We'll leave them for your children.
We understand.
But we'll take a copy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we do over here. You know, when I go to school, sometimes they show pictures, you see, and it's like seeing real. And it is in a way, but it's not, you see. I don't know how they explain it, but perhaps someone can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We can see anything we like that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think those things are so nice. Do you know those things that they play with those boys?
No.
Well, I mean, why do they want those?
Mm.
Mm.
Doris, do
we have
children who have forgotten who they're?
How do you mean?
How many children have Smithy been able to bring?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I don't know if I can count as many as that.
Mm.
But I should think there must be 40, 50 perhaps.
Do you remember what part of England you lived in?
Well, yes, I did. I used to, when I was in I was in near Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. Do you know Bournemouth? It's a nice bush place.
It's very nice at Bournemouth.
Is that where you come from?
No, dear, but I've been
You look
there.
As if you could live in a place like that. You're a rather posh lady.
I'm a bit big to be the fairy on the Christmas tree.
No, I don't think it matters where you live. I think it's what you are that matters.
I couldn't agree with you more, darling.
I've learned a lot of nice things here. Because, you see, I was just beginning to go to school. And some of the girls were very toffee-nosed. I didn't, you know, I suppose it's because it was repaid, you see, your mummy did. But perhaps another time I may come, mummy will bring me.
All right,
darling. I want to thank you for the dolly.
Do have a happy Christmas.
I'd like to take two things away for my friends, because I know they would like to come. But of course it's not possible. Everyone can't, you see.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people don't know much about it, you see.
Mm.
Actually, my mummy was interested in what you call spooks. Because I suppose that's what some people would call me a spooky.
Yeah.
What is your mummy's name, Doris?
I told you, didn't I tell
no.
you?
No.
My mummy's name is Theobald.
Theobald.
Horrible name.
No,
it wasn't her name when she was in the dances, you see.
Yeah.
But she had to marry, you see, and that's why she got that rather horrible name.
Did she have a pretty name when she was a dancer?
Yes, I think it's pretty.
What was that? Nicky, can you tell us what the little girls... little girl's mummy's name was? Did you say Lucien?
It's not for adults.
Thank you.
On the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, he kept the spanner brightly shone out through the night. Though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came inside, gathering with a few.
Bonus notches. Have you found something you would like, Tony?
Well,
No, it isn't, Mickey. I know what it is.
I'm telling you, it's a doll in a box. And that boy opened it.
There's a recorder there that can play.
Do what you say.
I said there's a recorder on the heat there that they want the boys to play.
Wait a minute.
Don't let them knock that microphone over with them.
It's on the heat. Oh, not where the tree is, Vicky. It's the other side.
Oh!
Thank you. I love you too.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds lovely. It sounds like Lost Paraguay or something. You at the back, look out, you'll get the drum there.
He's enjoying himself.
Yeah, he is.
Would you get something? You
get straight in the chair.
It's a present for Christmas.
Thank you, Mindy.
Just what you need.
Mr. Carter, it's worth.
What's in it, Mickey?
It's a doll.
You all right, Bert, on that stool?
Bert.
No,
well, in the corner as well, mate. Get you to say.
Well, a stool of repentance.
No.
No, not for Bert.
Poor old Bert. Can I pull your leg in my mate?
Yeah.
wearing the carpet on. I think it's a...
You bring the car, bring it along.
I think it's a car for which...
They're really up the ball, aren't they? Hello.
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 Welcome. Welcome to the party.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, good. What toy have you got?
You don't really sound as if you were interested in a toy. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? What sort of toys are you interested in most? Well, it's a very nice selection, then.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cockney kid to me.
Well, I'm Martin.
Martin. Hello, Martin.
No, Martin.
Martin.
No,
Martin.
Martin.
Hello, Martin. How old are you, Martin?
Martin.
You were named after a bird, were you?
No.
No.
I wasn't.
No. Is it?
Do you like our tree, Martin?
Not bad.
It's
all right.
Mm.
It's a very nice tree. Mm. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a friend of his.
What,
of
Mickey?
Mickey?
Have you known Mickey for a long time then, Martin? Or not?
I don't know.
You don't know?
How long? I don't know.
Hmm. It doesn't really matter.
Have you
been
landing
there? Yeah. I just should know.
How did you know?
From a part of London where it's from.
Martin, there's a set of shorts that
tell me.
No, you don't.
No, you don't have.
No, just say whatever you want to.
I thought so. You come to these dudes as you call them, and you was, you know,
question.
Didn't have to find some no forms or nothing.
Well, of course you don't have to sign any forms.
You're here to enjoy yourself, darling. It's part of the
question.
No, well, so we can get to know you and we can talk to you like friendly people do. You know. Yeah, of course you can.
Pinch what you want.
You don't have to pinch, darling. You don't have anything to hide.
It's like a market.
One of
all them things. Stores. And you can't touch a bleeding thing.
You don't tell them, Martin, and really enjoy yourself, Martin. Enjoy yourself.
Petticoat, yeah.
Yeah.
You used to go down there, did you?
I used to go with my dad to Brick Lane.
Yeah.
And see the dogs and pups.
Club Road, yeah.
It's Club Road.
He was such a... Was mainly was.
Mm.
Yeah. But I have a dog. I have a dog now.
Do you?
You have, yes. My father wouldn't let me have a dog today. But
you've got one now.
I've got a smasher. A beautiful dog I've got. It's a beautiful sausage. Beautiful dog it is, you know.
What do you call him?
I call it sausage.
Do you fry him or grill him?
I call him sausage, you see. Because I always wanted a dog. But my old lady, he wouldn't have a dog in the house. And my mum, she was nuts on cat shoes. She had a great big tabby that used to was sodden or scratch her.
Have you got it with you now, Martin?
What?
The cat.
I won't want it. My mum keep that where she is. Don't know where she is.
Have you got sausage with you?
No, I've got sausage. I call him sausage because, well...
Is he a long dog?
Is he a sausage dog?
No, he's a spaniel.
He tries to make both ends meet, does he?
Is he a pretty spaniel, Martin?
He's alright.
He takes his tail, make both ends meet. That's why he calls him sausage.
I love animals. I want to do a lot with animals.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to be able to do a lot with animals.
Yeah.
Because I've always been fond of animals. But I'm not mad on cats. Because they're horrible, really. Because you never know where they're going to scratch you, you see. Because over here, it don't matter. Because... it's different.
That's right, it is.
But they are funny creatures, cats. Mm. And my cat took after my mum, I think. It was always at it.
No, what did you mean, Martin?
I don't know what he meant.
Oh! I mean, the cat, you never could trust it.
No.
I mean, it'd come and jump on your lap and it'd let you pet it and stroke it, and then all of a sudden it would dig its bloody claws.
She'd go for you, love.
Well, you never knew whether she was going to whack you or not. You know? She was all right when she was all right. But when she'd had a few gins, because she used to like to go out and have a booze up. My father, he was different. He was religious. And they didn't get on at all. And he used to go out looking for her. But as well, I don't like cats, though. I like dogs. My father...
I should imagine you're a lot happier now with your dog and all the things you want.
Oh, yes, I'm with my father. But my old lady, I don't see her at all. I think she's gone somewhere else. I hope she stays there.
But she is over on that side somewhere, is she, Martin?
I think she must be.
Mm-hmm.